The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
My guys pulled off another one. That shit was motherfucking phenomenal. We got a lot of plays on that one.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
you
know the vibes.
Good vibes. I mean, we talking about real shit from real people. Honest perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So people gonna rock with it, because for the most part, as long as people know you being genuine and you talking real shit, people gonna relate to it. That's how I look at it. Because it's a lot of people that be talking shit, but it don't be, like, accurate. So the shit that they talking is not accurate.
Do not add up.
It don't.
Whatsoever.
What's going on, man?
What's up with everybody, man? This is the segment of the show we call Read the Room.
Nah, it's gonna get crazy out here,
man.
Life is hard.
I heard.
But as long as you keep going and you push through, that's what it matters.
Exactly.
Positive motivation. I'm not gonna work. Happy birthday, positive motivation. That's my cutting. He put that in my head. He put that bug in my head a long time ago. Young as hell. And nigga's like, yo, every fucking day we was on the move, positive motivation, knock on wood. Wake up in the morning, positive motivation, knock on wood. And that shit, it was so fucking, it got so clockwork. Everything I was doing was on some positive motivation.
Right.
Motherfuckers was looking at me like, oh, yo, you ain't gonna wait for the bus? Nah, bro, I can get there fast if I walk. And I'm out. Get there, busting moves, running into something. You never know. But yeah, man.
It always works. Yeah, heard they're trying to cover another Minnesota police shooting. The kid,
Speak up, bro. Justice Khalil Azad.
Oh, yeah. And he's 25. They're trying to say that he drowned in like a nearby river or ocean or something like that. But his family notified everybody that he could swim. And then the police are trying to say that this mad bullshit, but it shows that he got fucking attacked by fucking attack dogs, ripped apart. He got beat bluntly. You know what I'm saying? Then they took a fucking piece of his dread out. You know, it's mad shit that's going into that shit. Well, they're trying to cover up. And, like, anybody that's posting about it, they're like, what's the name they call? I mean, trying to blackball or...
Shadow ban
you on IG. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's posting about it lately. But I'm letting y'all know, you know, if you see that shit, post that shit, they're trying to cover it up. Trying to say he's 6'5", he drowned in the...
If y'all know something about it, you know what I mean? Post it, throw it in the comments, whatever. You know what I mean?
Also, in Patterson, they're doing the same shit. Somebody that I know, somebody very dear to that person. His name is either KG or Kaji. The police killed him trying to say that he had a knife on him. Damn. He had a knife on him. They shot him. You know what I mean? He's dead. And he was part of a program that was trying to protest police brutality and basically give young people a chance to have a better life than he did. And, yeah. Shout out to Patterson. We see you. Rest in peace, KG. Makaji.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
See that, brother. Word up. It's crazy, man. Shit really wicked out here, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shit really wicked.
It's not one way, it's another way.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's always a better way, but that way people gonna choose that.
No.
That's why we here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Righteous living.
Breaking down some motherfucking real conscious shit.
Trying to give it to you
the right way. You gonna feed it. We gonna break down motherfucking the hard shit and give it to you. So in a form that you can motherfucking break it down. At the end of the day, each one teach one, man.
Absolutely.
You feel me? That's why I really wanted to start it. Just to motherfucking break down and make your next move your best move, man. Everybody, if your next step is your best step, bro, you know what I mean? That's better for everyone around you. You better yourself. It's the quickest way to better yourself. You know what I mean? You surround yourself with like-minded motherfuckers. Especially cats that's motherfucking about something. Mm-hmm. Shit, 10 times if it's positive shit. You
feel me? Anybody wanna be around the nigga that make the money. But shit, it's the nigga that make the money and get back to the niggas in the hood. That motherfuckers really be like, yo, I love that nigga. I respect that nigga. The kids like, holy.
That's everybody fuck with Snoop though.
You feel me?
Right. Snoop Dogg, that exact type of dude. Like, you feel me? Got the fucking the football, PAL, Pop Warner League that's put mad niggas in the league already. You feel me? So you already had, now you got branches into the league through them kids that came up in this PAL, football league, whatever. And now they in the NFL, they give them money, they donating money back to that league, into the area, teams are in that league, right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You feel me? That's just one of the things, you know.
Shout out Snoop, yo.
That's why niggas love Snoop, bro. He done made a football hub in that, in fucking Long Beach, Cali area, that area. Made a football hub.
Right.
They got a real good chance to go to East Coast College. So, if you come out that league.
Yeah.
Shit.
Bro, you come out of one of them camps that you're in and put together.
Snoop. You know what I mean? That's why he's so popular right now. All the young niggas that came up, that's in the league or just, you know, out there doing shit, out and about, they came up under him. He's like, oh yeah, I remember when I played the Snoop Football League, the U Football League, Anthony Thomas, he came out of the Oregon.
I used to play for Coach Snoop.
Yeah, he was cool as hell. He took us to fucking
Texas. Disney World.
He played in Miami. He flew out my family out first class.
It happens.
You feel me?
You know what I mean?
Man, that's fire, though.
That's
motivation.
Shout out to Snoop. I know, you know what I mean? Once he get a listen to this, he'll be a motherfucking a fan of the pod, you know?
Hey, Snoop, we fuck with you.
Because we all fans of him, so.
He fucks with you, Snoop. That's cool.
Facts. Shit.
That's a fact. Big facts.
You ever heard that shit? This guy, Kai Sinat, the young boy with the dreads.
Streamer.
Group, yeah, got the group EMG. So yeah. Recently, I think he just went over like 300,000.
Streams? Live streams?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
300,000
lives. I'm not sure that exact, you know, importance.
I watched it.
I understand, because you getting money, that's basically what it means to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You breaking records, something that ain't been done before. Young and Black. Shout out Constant, man.
Drake said,
Young and Black.
Drake said Twitch should give him $50 million just for that.
Shit.
They might have to do it.
Yeah.
They gotta do something, bro. He's the biggest
earner. Yeah. You know, the most watched black man in the world right now. Especially on the internet. These little motherfuckers is watching him.
He's
going
beating,
live.
He's beating that shit up. He's beating that shit up and finding his way into the music lane, all up in the videos.
Bro, he got his way into dancing, fashion, fucking the games, and then that internet shit.
Word.
You know how they do.
Yeah.
Live interviews, walking up on motherfuckers asking some shit, fucking testing a jury,
niggas say throw gloves. Niggas tell you to throw the gloves real quick. That's gonna be
$5 billion
hits.
You see recently.
Niggas love watching niggas fight, bro.
Nigga walked up on Mano, asked some questions. How bad you think I could whoop your ass? And that nigga, yo, boy.
You gotta watch that.
That's it. Ugly quick.
Gotta watch that.
But look, Mano tried to, you know what I mean, get ahead of it and defuse it and say it was like staged and shit. But niggas know.
But that chain had his mom's face on it, see?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't play with. You say something to me like that, like, yo, let me get your chain or whatever, like. Like, nah, nigga, you gotta motherfucking approach me and talk to me before you say some dumb shit.
You know why I was like that? These kids
so reckless. Especially in front of the camera, bro.
Yeah.
These kids don't play with no filter.
Niggas come from an era where niggas barely was in front of a camera.
Right.
Barely took a picture to the point where the motherfuckers coming up to you with a camera asking you questions. They don't know you from a can of paint. You don't know what their intentions are. Old heads ain't with none of that shit. They may know you're an old head. Mano, you an old head. Alright? It's fly old heads out here.
Sure,
you feel me?
It's like that kid, Drewski. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was supposed to be like a comedian. In fact, he's a fat, white-skinned dude.
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
I don't understand what he does.
What does he do?
He's just dead.
What do you do? He's from the internet.
He was doing skits.
Right. He was doing skits, comedy skits, fake shit. Acting like a female, all that shit.
Yeah, it was a big open door in the A, bro.
Right. That's a big open door.
If you got it,
how they say, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
It's just like that, bro. You put it out there, they gonna motherfucking find it. They gonna find you.
But some shit don't need to be out there. That too.
I swear to God, some shit just don't need to be out there.
People fuck up their brands with doing certain shit.
Bro.
Need to be fucking up every day.
For instance, this nigga, the dancing gorilla, groovy gorilla nigga.
Bro. They petition him so he couldn't do it. I mean, if that's what you're doing, bro. I just don't understand the tights and all that shit. I don't watch the videos like
bro.
That. But
he's not that serious.
It's you got a petition on. He's still black man trying to get some money at the end of the day.
Black man trying to get some money.
And if it's working for him, fuck it.
You got to part three.
He was in Jersey City. It was a group of them. It was a whole group of them that was in Jersey City doing these dances.
Amos came out.
Mufasa, the nigga that be dancing outside the car.
That nigga up. I ain't gonna lie.
Always got the Jamaican shirt and the shorts
and
the
sandals.
On. And church shoes.
Joey and church shoes.
Church shoes.
No socks.
Wow. That's a wild fit, bro.
He used to play NBA. They say he's the richest basketball player you never heard of.
The richest basketball player you never... Yeah. How much he's worth?
600 M's.
600 M's?
Yeah. While he was working at NBA, I think he was working at Wendy's part-time. Then he ended up getting some money. He bought some Wendy's and he bought like mad other shit.
Ah, so he made more money outside of basketball.
Yeah, but I said the most he got paid was, I think, 300 something a year.
See? Get money, black man, get money.
Season during his NBA career, Bridgman has set a net worth of over $600 million, making him one of the wealthiest former athletes in the world.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I don't understand why ain't nobody go to him and motherfucking try.
He said he went from working at Wendy's to over 400 of them.
Take over control of either Jet Magazine or Ebony.
You heard? Huh? He said he went from working at Wendy's to owning 400 of them.
He probably
sell
that shit for like $10,000 back
from
there.
Hey.
On Wendy's.
Some of them
shit
like that for now.
Yeah. You can get
this
like $15,000 to $20,000.
You
can get a franchise.
McDonald's got a fucking university that a business.
Teach you how to get your shit.
That teach you how to work your shit.
Step by step class to go in there and be like, yeah, this is how you. You do your hiring.
You gotta split your profits with them 50% though.
This is how you do that. This is how you do this. But shit, if you want, it's location, location, location. Remember that.
You want a good location?
It's my ass.
I don't know.
Location.
McDonald's sell human meat allegedly.
I said deer stomach.
Better not feed your kids.
Ain't no happy meal. It's gonna be a sad meal later when you find out what you eat.
That shit don't listen to your body. It just come right out.
I said 92% pico de gallo.
Good. That shit basura.
Shit pico. Pico Coltrane.
The bayo.
Picante. Muy picante. That's fire though, to go from working. You know, they said when he was in off season, when he wasn't
working
playing
at
the NBA, he was working at the
part time, nigga. I'm on the fries. They got me on fries and mopping the bathroom.
If he was doing that, that means I don't know what he was doing a lot of extra money getting to his kids.
Selling drugs.
Julia Bridge.
Imagine Jody.
Jamaican shot of Julia Bridge mom.
You never know, man.
Who's the Bushmaster?
Somebody installed them proper teachings of him to get that nigga off of motherfucking the mind state of working for somebody being an owner. I wonder when he started that.
Yeah, he probably just was like, alright, get this restaurant, boom, get another one, boom, get another one.
Every
boom,
paycheck.
Another one, DJ Khaled, another one.
12 years of paycheck, buy the restaurant.
12 years of paycheck.
400 wages.
12 years of pay stubs, nigga.
Wendy's always go wherever you go.
Yeah, it always tastes better.
Jersey
City really tastes like bullets.
Wow.
Anything outside the thug.
Bro, you know what motherfuckers suck? You know what fast food that suck? Burger King.
Yeah.
They fucked my sleeping off a long time ago.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck they did, bro.
I used to get rodeo
birds. Who the fuck own them shits? Who sells them? Yeah, bro, I pulled up to one the other night, right? The line for Wendy's was long as hell. I was like, damn, not a line long as hell. Fucking Burger King right there. In the, and bam. Run over there, when I pull up. Get in line. Line fucking short, but it's taking long as hell to get your order. So by the time we get up to the fucking window, we asking dudes what? Like, yeah, let me get this, let me get that. And he's like, oh, we don't got this. We don't got that. Yep. We just ran out of this. Yep. It's like, what? So then when we get to the motherfucking window, we get our order, we get half the order. We start looking in the bag. Oh, shit ain't even there. And then we like, yo, what happened? Oh, we don't got that. Oh, we don't got that. Bro, give us our money back. Bro, give us all the money back.
This is gonna happen in a while.
Just to get out of that line and get back in motherfucking Wendy's line.
They gonna replace these motherfuckers.
And get the order like that.
They gonna replace these motherfuckers with robots. Not no funny, like, this shit is gonna happen.
Burger King is the worst.
They ain't gonna be nobody making meals. They gonna, I gotta make food no more. Stop getting niggas' meals right, bro. They ain't gonna be like, we don't need you. We got this little robot in here doing everything by itself.
Mediocre as hell.
It's bad already, so at least do the job or somewhat.
Bah, that's it.
Niggas be saying that shit, they don't want to do
they
it.
They got a quadruple burger with bacon, bro. That's a walking heart attack.
Bro, a walking. That shit been walking heart attack. I used to eat a Rodeo House burger every other day from Burger King.
Man.
It beat my stomach up.
I bet. What the fuck you got?
No, fucking, motor fuel.
Yo, bro. That's no
bueno. That shit was being amazing. So that one day, somebody with shit on his hands cooked that shit.
Oh, shit.
And then, you
shit on his hands.
Shit on
his
hands.
Shit on your mind.
The fuck?
Take what's yours. Do you want what's yours? Gassed him up.
They got the documentary on Netflix.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Probably gassed that nigga to the fifth.
I watched that shit like a week ago. I was surprised. I'm like, oh shit.
That's crazy.
For real. They into.
Let me know what this fucking Middle East medieval ages. King Henry and fucking all of them. Them niggas is crazy. They was bodying their wives, they ain't act right, bro.
Kill your brother,
for
all his kids.
For real.
The whole bloodline.
Let's take that white
just hit it, though.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucker reproduce and make my own. I'ma fuck his wife.
Right.
And his daughter. And make motherfucking
yeah.
my bloodline even stronger.
That's how they was, bro.
I was cracking.
Forever, bro.
Fucking bugging, boy.
This shit ain't nothing new under the sun.
Y'all watching that Women King movie?
Nice. That was the illest shit.
Nah, yo, I saw that shit too.
That's neck and neck.
Yeah, that was
Women King, in my head, in my mind, my opinion, Women King is up there with fucking the Jenga. I don't want to argue.
Like
it,
I like the Jenga.
Bro.
I
need to see white. I don't even want to say it like that.
I'm just saying, bro. Based off of that trial.
I need to see real shit.
You know that, right, bro?
Huh?
The women warriors and the women king. That's the same people that he had in the Black Panther.
Portraying whatever. Yeah,
they call it the homie, the Amazon.
Like resemblance to it.
It's more than like.
You know what I mean?
They all had shades. They all had. They had the swords just the same way. It just was more futuristic than Black Panther. But it was the same shit.
Yeah.
They was all woman general, all of that.
Bro, they gonna take everything from, you know what I mean? The little tidbit of what they give us. They that's stretch fine. It.
At least it was done in a black movie or something.
You know what I mean? They give us that little bit and stretch it. Like, you know,
All that shit is, everything Wakanda
had
is based off.
Had a black director.
Based off Africa.
Damn near all black cast.
Yeah.
It was fire. History.
I just said that shit is up there with fucking the Jenga. Nigga, that's my favorite fucking movie. Django's my favorite fucking movie, all right, bro.
So what's the fucking genre of these type of movies where the fucking black people do some, you know, it's real shit.
Non-fiction.
Where they fucking kill more white people and shit.
Non-fiction.
That's what you gonna call it, non-fiction.
It's so real.
Black non-fiction top five movies like Django. What's your top five right now?
Tales from the Hood. Tales from the Hood was different when it came.
Each one of them shits taught a lesson.
Yeah.
Each segment of the original type movies broke down some new shit.
That shit was like the shit that opened the doors.
You want the shit?
Movies like the Django.
You want the shit? Here's the shit.
The shit.
This ain't no funeral home.
That played on a lot of shit.
This
though.
Ain't the Tower Dome.
Y'all
know the rest if you seen the movie.
They had them niggas in there burning. Shaking and shit.
Bro.
That shit had me scared as hell as a kid. That shit.
Bad shit,
whatever.
That
sounds like always scary in motherfucking movies.
I feel like they use the same sound effect to change too.
First Born.
Crazy.
Play Mr. Sulfur, but it's scary as hell.
I don't know if the Django is my number one.
Django fire.
Django was my number one. Like I said, that's my, in my opinion, the Django is number one.
You seen Black Klansman?
Yeah, I seen that.
You saw Black Klansman?
I seen that. It was a bad movie.
It wasn't my,
you know what I mean?
Spike Lee, one of my favorite directors.
Of my speed. I understood it was a true story and all that.
What's your favorite Spike Lee movie?
Spike Lee. Probably Malcolm X or slightly angry shit with Lawrence Tate, right?
What?
Yeah,
president?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Fucking slightly got this one fucking, what's that shit? School days.
He got too many, bro. School Days, Do the Right Thing, Jungle Fever, or fucking, what's the other shit? Mo Better Blues.
Mo Better Blues is dope.
What's the other shit?
Like my top three.
Did he do Jungle Fever?
Yeah, I said Jungle Fever. She's Gotta Have It.
He got game. That's my try, my top three right there. Fucking Malcolm X, Mo Better Blues, and He Got Game.
So mostly all Denzels.
He's literally in there in all his movies.
Wesley Snipes, too?
Yeah,
this
movie,
Wesley Snipes. Yo, a lot of people career pop up. Wesley Snipes, Samuel L. Jackson. They always in their movies. Like, definitely, they always in his movies.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how Adam Sandler, he always gonna have Rob Schneider, this other dude, Steve Buscemi. They always in his movies.
Yeah.
Couple other people too. I don't know their names by heart, but
most of the niggas from SNL be in his movies.
Yeah, most of the niggas from like Happy Gilmore on them.
Yeah, I forgot that black dude name.
Black dude?
Black comedian from SNL. Yeah, I think was he on Mad TV?
Oh, I knew you're talking about the one that played the Ladies Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a lot of Adam Sandler movies too, right?
Yeah.
Leon Phelps.
I'm surprised ain't nobody take that name and
use that. Yo, you know who kind of remind me of Leon Phelps? When they came out, the way he was dressed. What's his new name?
The nigga that be rapping like a
pimp. Yeah. Akeem, son.
Yeah,
he's fine. Yeah. He only made like two songs though, after that.
Step-by-step tutorial of motherfucking Goldie.
Back.
Real shit.
It's raining outside and shit, man.
Right,
it's like every fucking Friday, the weather be bad. It's either it's cold or it's raining. I'm like, damn, niggas can't get 1 week in a nice weather?
I need the summer to come back. I need spring. At least, you know what I mean? Damn, I can't even say that because we had spring like 2 weeks ago.
Shit, last week.
That was spring last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring spring back.
It's probably back probably like next week or some shit after this.
It's about to be New Year's, for real.
We're like 2 more weeks of spring.
Yeah, right.
Spring. Before spring really comes through.
Spring is really the New Year.
That's what they say, right?
Yeah. New Year's is just the end of the year.
Then we go off for the harvest. Off for the cycle.
New Year's is just it's really the end of the year.
New Year's the end of one cycle.
Yep.
Beginning of the next.
The winter cycle, that's when most things die off.
Winter solstice. As they say. As they say. Mm-hmm. As we proceed.
The smoke of all your weed.
Pass that shit, nigga.
Puff that shit. Light that shit.
Light that shit, nigga.
Smoky. It's good for you.
This is medicine.
Seacookers now has a dispensary that's recreational, so you can go in there and buy bud. I'm not sure where it's at, Seacookers, or the name of the place, but is it Seacookers?
All right. I know it's 420 coming up and everything, you know what I mean? We're just born. These motherfuckers ain't paying us, so we ain't motherfuckers gonna drop no ads and nothing for them. But some niggas over there, gas like 3.5, you know what I mean? They out here every day, you know what I mean? Doing deliveries and everything, you
bean selections, you feel me? Motherfuckers is out here busting all the moon, all the, your trap needs. You know what I mean? All your green trap needs under 1 month of the routine. Bring it over here to motherfucking Gaslight 3.5, man. You know what I mean? That's close. Motherfuckers, we got it for you. Check the page. We on Instagram. We throw up menus every day. Word. Every day. Alright? Get your life right. Come over. Holla at Gaslight 3.5, man. Yeah, man.
So did y'all hear that Don Toliver album?
Yeah, I mean, not really.
I listened
to some
of it.
That shit.
That shit Charlie Wilson. That shit fire.
Did he have like a concert over here, like, in New York?
Possibly.
I think he did. Well, you got one coming up.
You the concert man. Right. We about to start sending you out, motherfucking, and doing motherfucking reviews, concert reviews, and all that shit, man. If you gonna be out there, be outside in the streets, you got to. The means in the most well yeah the means in the motion the means in the motion would that sound is that sound do that sound right
means big means as hell everybody means gonna test motion. You so if you go up to them with a mic what they gonna say
wow you gonna be that nigga you gonna be groove you gonna be groove where's more quap time gorilla groove
allow me
gonna make a linebacker to the interview.
They gonna respect you though.
That's on the
pitch. They gonna respect you though.
Shit.
It's gonna be the Guantanamo Gorilla Groove.
That's Gorilla Groove. That's fun. But nah. There's a couple things kind of popping up in the city. Just look. All you gotta do is put the Madden in and conscious shit like that. You can find mad dope shit to do in the city. On a late night, you think nothing's going on, instead of staying in your local area, dealing with bullshit.
So what's something they do in the city.
Yo, so how y'all feel about that? Y'all saw they talking about they trying to do a versus with Jermaine Dupri and Puffy, like Bad Boy and stuff.
Yeah, I think
that's cool. They can do that.
Gonna get washed because Puffy got too many songs.
I don't know.
They can do that. You'd be surprised. Jermaine Dupri got a whole lot of shit.
He
do,
but so does Diddy. He bought it. Yeah, a whole lot of shit he bought.
But Jermaine Dupri different because he actually produced a lot of shit.
Nah, that's the headbanger. But when Diddy bring out fucking Mary Total. J. Total and sing all Biggie records.
He gonna get 10 points extra.
For real. He gonna have his son come out and he gonna...
Lots coming out
the remix. For real.
They gonna win.
Depending on where they at though. Yeah, they're doing New York.
Imagine some girl that meets you in the hood with some white Timbs. You like what? White Timbs? Why white Timbs?
Stomping these clouds out. Stomping.
Nah, but Jermaine Dupri, he dope, but if he's gonna watch us, he got just too much shit for him. Way too much shit.
I don't know. I want to see that.
We gonna have Sean come out. Fucking.
Jermaine Dupri did a lot of shit from Mariah Carey, too, though.
He did.
Usher.
Is Mariah Carey coming out?
Usher.
Usher will come out, most definitely.
Confessions and shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so did he got shit with Usher, too? He definitely gonna win.
Yeah, but not better than Confessions.
Nah, it's not better. He got a whole album. He ain't gonna do the whole album.
And the album just was different.
He gonna do a couple songs.
Usher was going through something at that time. That album was like his vent.
Wear it up, man.
And the album was different.
That was
like that, though. Nah, I know. That's Jermaine Dupri's story,
though. You feel me? But back in the day, it was like that. Motherfuckers was... The writing process was so fucking confined to either one motherfucker or two. Now that shit is like a room full of motherfuckers writing songs.
It was like a marketing company. Marketing
crazy.
Niggas just be saying, this or something.
You know what's crazier, though? How niggas feel about this AI shit? How do you feel about that AI shit, bro?
With Kendrick voice, but it wasn't Kendrick.
Shit is wild.
A whole video of Kendrick when it wasn't video, and it wasn't Kendrick talking. Crazy. Cause the nigga was rapping like Kendrick.
They only showing you what they've been doing, bro.
Bro.
So you gotta think about it. They doing this shit now, right?
They doing this shit for a very long time.
For real, like. Imagine I don't even know. Make you think niggas said this or did this.
And bro, do that fake text messages, fake videos, motherfucking fake food, fake what else? Fake people,
fake money,
fake world, fake money. Damn, bro.
They got you thinking that.
Damn.
All this shit's happening, but they show you some shit. Oh yeah, we can make it seem like this nigga did this.
Man. Oh yeah, this everything, but everything better though. They say everything better though. Everything's fake, but everything's supposed to be better.
Yeah.
How? Explain that to me. Make it make sense, Sway. How, Sway?
Because it's cheaper.
Cheaper
to make.
Sense. Damn,
cheaper.
Cheaper
just
to make, cheaper to maintain.
Yeah.
That's what they
want to
do.
Shit, what else we got on the agenda before we get up out of here?
Fucking, we'll talk
about the HBCU.
Oh yeah, Hugh Jackson, he's basically calling all the coaches from the NFL that are not getting the chance they want to get, you know, black coaches, come down to the HBCUs. What niggas is doing anyway? And fucking come get a team and revive that program and get a chance to get that opportunity that you always wanted to be a head coach. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's going to be because what we gotta start doing, even though Prime not there no more and all that extra shit or whatever, we gotta start going to these HBCU games and start supporting.
So you can sit home on the couch and not doing nothing.
Word.
You know what I mean? Come out here and be a coach, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Get this bag.
You
know what I mean?
They got you as an assistant. You assistant trainer. You're not a fucking assistant trainer. You used to play 3 or 4 years. They got you fucking assistant trainer. You fucking taping shit and motherfucking holding the pad for a fucking old lineman. If you want to be a head coach or whatever, I'm not saying that's not a high quality shit you got to be, but if you want to get paid.
We need ladies on here. That's not the first. Suggestion about ladies being on the pod. You know what I mean? We do read the comments too. We do read the comments. We all alive. You feel me? But yeah, swing it. You feel me?
Word up.
Yo, but
we gonna have a episode.
Y'all gotta pull up. Speaking of a ladies versus guys episode.
You feel me?
Switch it up. Y'all pull up.
We can get the ladies the room one day.
Or y'all can do y'all own podcast.
We'll get the ladies the room one day. See what y'all numbers look like. I want to see that. And see what y'all numbers look like.
Y'all can't twerk though.
Y'all can't. I don't know.
What the fuck? Can't twerk. That's cheating. That's cheating. You can't twerk.
Chestnut checkers.
You can't twerk. You start twerking, that's cheating. Game's over.
We build over positivity over here.
Man, you can't sit there and start twerking.
Man, not combining positivity. This ain't no Me Too movement shit.
Man, ain't all that. You just but, if yeah. We're competing.
What are y'all talking about? Put a topic in the chat.
We're competing.
We got like 12 minutes. We can talk about something. Put a topic in the chat.
No. The light comes at you fast. You know what I mean?
Better
you gotta be ready. Better duck, bitch. Real shit.
Bitch.
You gotta make the right decisions. Put the fans on your feet.
Gotta be quicker than that, man.
Shit happens, man.
Alright,
Kobe wife, just won.
Oh, yeah, she did.
$30 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do that lawsuit?
Yeah, because he was they were showing his pictures.
Do the helicopter or the fucking,
Nah.
The news.
I forgot who it was.
It's at LA County.
Whoever put them pictures
it was,
out
there? It was the police.
Yeah,
LA County.
They were showing
the footage of the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Without the permission and shit or whatever. It's fucked up. That's a lot of money, yo.
Y'all need to give all that money up. And get the fuck out of here.
For real.
I tell mother sucker. Mother scope.
Pull my French.
Something wild with that, bro, too.
I gotta start realizing that you can't always put people. Relatives that's passed away on the camera right away because they're still people at the end of the day. And they have relatives that are going to be affected by seeing that all over the TV, all over the internet.
The borderline for that, bro, has been like erased. Niggas don't give a fuck.
Bro, we are so desensitized in American society.
That's some shit that
we are so desensitized, bro.
Yeah, hey, like, yeah, you shouldn't be.
It's sad as shit.
Relatives are dead ones.
A motherfucker goes through
should be,
so much.
They don't care about that shit no more.
Trauma is motherfucking content.
Word.
Everybody
black trauma, especially.
What? That's gold.
For real.
That's gold.
That's how
you know how much. Look, yo. I love my black sisters. I love y'all. Stop letting them abuse your trauma. Don't be abused two times. Please don't be abused two times. Don't let motherfucking real life and reality abuse you, and then turn around and give these motherfuckers a chance to abuse you, because. They are. They're going to take your trauma and might give you pennies on the dollar for it.
For real.
You pennies on the dollar for your trauma. Damn. Bars, put that shit in your ear. That shit's crazy. Don't let them do it to you.
You definitely take your
shit. Because I'm, you know what I mean? Here, over here in Guaptown, over here in Chestnut Cheddars, over here in Madison, motherfucking, in my heart, Hove. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm not letting that happen. I'm protecting mine. You heard?
Got to. Since that's law.
You know what I mean?
And as black men. This is as a family.
And as black men, speaking to our ladies, speaking to females, yeah. We holding you down. We got you. That's how it's supposed to be.
Anything that happens.
That one hit in a nigga. But, you know what I mean? He lighting on his feet, though.
You know what I'm saying? That kid, though. That nigga's like a fucking expert. Fucking kickboxer.
We gonna see.
He gets busy on his hands.
We gonna see. What, you got $5, nigga?
You wanna bet $5?
$5, nigga. $5.
$5 on
$5.
Yeah, you gotta win now, nigga.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business, IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here. At your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. That LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
You already know the motherfucking vibes, nigga. Calm Sound Friday. Confident one, nigga. Love. Look. I said I transformed from Bruce Wayne into Batman. Feeling like I get on the beat and I snap then. Anybody wanna get lyrical content, then they listen to my freestyles, nigga. The content is definitely gonna develop, it's definitely gonna deliver. You definitely gonna receive it, you definitely gonna get it. My niggas, I'm on a minute, my flow is a melamine. My heart is beyond frigid, but dollars, I'm gonna get it. Keep on running, that's the difference, D. So, niggas wanna see me fall to my peak slow. I'm just trying to bring in the dollars reciprocal. Meaning reciprocity, give to my people. Making sure my mother don't have to struggle, my father don't have to work, my family don't have to hurt. We ain't trying to make sure that nobody is falling. We trying to make sure that we up and we balling. Go to the mall and shopping and stalling. Bags so high they can't even stall in. Pedal to the metal, that engine is stalling. Everything I do and I'm putting this all in. Everything I do it divided us all in. Undivided like attention, and then I forget to mention I'm taking them out the game like a coach when they on suspension. Sitting I'm on the bench and niggas in on the mentions. My niggas out in the trenches and niggas honorable mention. If you never heard it, then you probably never knew. Get up on the beat and rip it like ever do. Feeling like I spit it and know I'm forever true. And everything it comes from the heart and it's ever proof. It's evident I'm heaven sent, the dawn style. Ripping and kicking and they know it's a calm style. Every Friday day they listen to conf wow. And I'm just feeling like I am about to go buck wild. The niggas don't go on boardy and I pull up in something 40 and drop a load on the 40. Then definitely drop with your shorty. Your niggas down in the boardy. Probably hoping to avoid me, cause when I get on the beat, I am snapping, ripping, recording. Anything that I spit is so sick. Like y'all relationships is toxic. Feeling like I'm about to rip it up and not shit. When I get up on the beat and give it my synopsis, I'm feeling like it's the border, the niggas out of the border, the niggas out of the border. The opportunity for voting, you niggas out of the voting. You really stopping the soul and you really stopping and holding. You really wishing it wasn't. Everything you said it is tired, just like a judgment. Pull up in the whip and it's sick, it's utterly disgusting. Something like puke, the color up on the seats. Something like puke, I threw up all on this beat. I'm ripping up on the charts, I'm niggas up on the feed. I'm always finding a win and never focus defeat. Never hear me ever pause when I speak, cause everything I say is developing unique. And I don't care if them people hate it, they critique, cause I just came with a new style like every week. It's something like I'm reinventing the niggas on the mention. The niggas on the mention, the niggas daily we're getting. I'm feeling like I'm one of the G-O-A-T's. None of these dudes, they can rap like me. None of them dudes spit it accurately. Fresh pair of kicks like I'm Agassi. Tennis court, nigga, that's back and forth. Nigga stabbed and lost, never established the loss. I'm quickly established the boss. I'm pulling dab with the scores. The apple chopped in the sauce, the cold chopped in the slaw. Woo. And they ain't even get the cabbage. Feeling like I'm addicted to it, this is my habit. Running after the rage, jumping like I'm a rabbit. Feeling like you never will get it, but never had it. Nigga never had it, and they probably never will. Something like I am a mission, niggas wanna steal. My niggas, they locked and loaded, destroying before they build. Them niggas that wanna mill, them niggas they wanna mill. My niggas ready to fill, cause my niggas stuck in the field. Yo, shout out to the Wolf, shout out Wolf Beast, you know what I'm saying? RIP MF Doom, you know what I'm saying? The master venture to get on the beat like a rap adventure and make them all feel like they going to left for suspense when they just listen to the bars kicking like a flow. When I get up in the gym and I definitely lifting the flow, something like I'm about to bench press off the weight, something like I'm about to get the pressure out of play. I ain't even got a lot put into the play. Them niggas up on the plate, but early but never late. We running across the plate like we hit a home run. Bring it back home so the family get some. We just had dollars and broke it down into sums. They ain't want us having funds, they ain't want us having none. They want us to have fun, they wanted us in themselves, so they can study us and put something in ourselves, so we can not realize there's something in ourselves, that we gotta go harder to give ourselves all the help. Unify, unify, disunify. They'd rather see us stuck up, immunized, putting stuff inside of our body and spreading lies. And I'm just saying the real shit that's spitting for my life. They ain't gonna put it on the journal or the comb. They don't wanna make sure you good until you gone. And even when you gone, they might put you in the ground and dig your body up to see how you're living now. People make us when they've been in now. They like how he been in beats and ain't even written wild. But I came up with a style that made me get on beat and they label me versatile. Something like it's my job, I'm professional. I don't even need a suit, but I stay booted. Never retreating, and you know my niggas are booted. My niggas beat an illusion, that shit is never illusion. The air with me polluted, so it's time for evolution. Look, they said I'm riding in the car with the windows down, and that's just to excel and just to spell my lap. But it's still not now, but it's still not now. They feeling like you going forward, but I won't fail right now. I'm feeling like I'm on my pivot, I'm definitely running to get it. Living if you know, and you probably never will win it. My niggas, they been a little prolific, in my spirit, and bonding, mind it. The bond invention is your never spirit. You probably never will fear it. And if you never got it, my niggas run about it and gossip them on the bottom. Been caught up in the profit. I'm calculating the profit. I'm pulling up with the roaches and treat to be like a hostage. Rapping to the cause, mix for the flaws. Mix drag the flaws with the titanium doors. Something like something that you never seen before. It's the most expensive this, but I'm niggas from lifting this. And I'm niggas from lifting this. And I'm niggas from lifting this. And I'm niggas from lifting this. I establish my gift with this. Cause you already know I'm experienced, period. Acknowledge it and apologize. This is some as a lyricist. If you never heard it, then you probably won't decipher. Get in any beat and destroy any cipher. Right up on the beat with the pedal metal like vipers. Some niggas wanna be stuck in reality like vipers. I take headshots like a sniper. Calm Style Fridays, nigga. You already know. Daytona. Pedal to the metal, baby. Stays one amino, stays one alito, the asses is like amino. Sounds like Schwarzenegger and Dan DeVito. And if you never spin it, then probably be my libido. I'm piecing up in my Edo, don't think it's mammon or veto. Then chop it down like it's keto, but they don't even repeat it. Rinse like psycho, turn into wash. They get broke down and in the slots. If you not working out on your sports, you probably never calculate or even run the course. Dividing it like math in this division. And I ain't gotta kick off the shit that I be spitting. Cause everything I kick is the things from the heart, the things from the thoughts, the things that's falling apart. Whether you jump in the ship or never falling apart, cause we was ripping all the particle on two was off. If you never understand it, then it's falling apart. Niggas feeling like they got it till we talk each other. Till we talk your hearts. This is envious thoughts that make you feeling like a winner. But I'ma keep going like the game is unfinished. Playing the same whether Super Bowl or scrimmage. Fighting to the finish until my psyche demanded. When he was on the minute, divided off of my penmanship.
When it comes to psychic sources, details matter. Introducing Grammarly Psychic.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.